All right. I really have to compliment you on your choice of music here. I'm looking around your download folder and I'm seeing some really neat stuff. That's the real value of Napster, isn't it? You found your favorite music away from the mainstream, and by sheer volume, you can find rare and live recordings of your favorite artists. But just between you and me, there are these morons who are ruining it for all of us. Some jackass who spends 45 minutes squeezing Baby One More Time through his 28.8 modem when he probably could have heard it on any top 40 radio station twice in that period of time. Some 14-year-old girl who spent the last hour downloading Bye 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 because she's convinced these five guys who jump around and sing songs written by 40-year-old music industry executives actually love her. Some idiot who thinks he's screwing the system by downloading Metallica MP3s after he's had his account canceled twice. In reality, he's just screwing us. These lowlifes won't go out to vote in a presidential election, but they'll write their congressman and beg him to please, please, please stop those nasty people from taking Napster away. The record industry really has these people, don't they? But they sure don't have you. You went out there and did your work. You found bands that you liked, regardless of whether they played them on the radio. You're into your local music scene. You go to shows. You buy CDs from local musicians. Don't you? You should be proud of yourself. You're one of the few people out there who knows better than to align themselves on a political or social issues with top 40 artists just because they're more important than anyone else. You know most of them aren't versed in the issues of our time any more than you are. Your role models aren't top-ranked drug-abusing sports figures, politicians who have affairs, or boy bands who have been taught how to make that face that makes the girls go crazy. You are one of those people, aren't you?
This message has been brought to you by the Whatevermen. For more information, email whatevermen@evilemail.com. This message has been brought to you by the Whatevermen. For more information, email whatevermen@evilemail.com. Our introduction contains a sample from the album American Prayer by the Doors, copyright 1978, Electro Asylum Records. The statements made in the sound recording are the views and opinions of the Whatevermen. However, they are not the opinions of the friends, parents, employers, educators, role models, or ruling government organizations of the Whatevermen. They are based on education, research, and intelligent thinking. It would be hypocritical for us to expect that you would have the same opinion. These messages are intended to foster a creative thinking process in the listener. The Whatevermen are not responsible for the misuse or misinterpretation of this information. The sound recording is copyright 2000, The Whatevermen, and you are granted a limited license to reproduce and redistribute these files in their entirety.